Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I'm going to give you the rundown, okay, if there's ever any question as to our loyalty to our Lord. On Tuesday, we got up that morning, we drove 775 miles nonstop. Of course, we had to get gas. And some people have to go to the bathroom, so we had to stop for that. We got up to St. Clair, Michigan. Right across the bridge was Canada. Little did I know. You learn something every day, don't you? It's a good place to be. We did that event the very next day. After we did that event, we ended up driving over to Wolverine Lake. We did an event there, which was a couple hours away from St. Clair. Probably preached for 3 hours in St. Clair, probably 2.5 hours in Wolverine Lake. Next day we got up, we drove another couple hours to Newaugo, Michigan. People are coming out too, by the way, fantastic, great people in Michigan. Then we ended up at Bill's Lake Baptist Church in Newaugo, preached there for about 2-3 hours. That was a couple hours away. Got up, then we drove another couple hours to USTPM convention, the Constitutional Party. I was the keynote speaker there. Pretty cool. And then when we were done with that event, after preaching for 2 or 3 hours, we ended up, mind you, we did radio during the day. We did our articles every day. And then we also did our studying every day. So this is the norm here, okay, because we're sold to the purpose of what the Lord had said. He said, I'm your inheritance in your mind. So I want all of that, which he promised, because he said it was his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. So we're going for what it is that he means to bestow upon us. And what's his heart? People. Matthew 4:19. Read it when you get a moment. After the convention center, preached there for about 2 or 3 hours, met a lot of great people there, ended up driving 5 hours to a place called Warsaw, Ohio. Got there that night, went to sleep, woke up the next morning, drove another 45 minutes, got to the church, preached for about 2.5 hours there in Warsaw, Ohio, 5 days in a row, and then we drove all the way home nonstop. And, of course, we had to get gas. Of course, we ate once, and, of course, we had to go to the bathroom. Some of us did. And so, folks, we're back in the saddle now. And on Thursday, we leave again for Nashville, Tennessee, for the OSA National Event, Foundations of Freedom. I'm looking forward to that. It's already going on right now. There's a great turnout. It's a homeschooling event. So, again, I'm looking forward to that. I have never done one of those. We will be in Nashville, Tennessee on July 29th, 2022. And it's interesting that I'm making these points because I'm just trying to show people what's in my heart. in Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, talked about how the grace that was in him strove. And it does. And anybody that has a real call of God in their life, they always feel like they're not doing enough. And that's exactly what it feels like here. And I told the preacher on Sunday, Pastor Bill over there, I told him, listen, I want to be spent this way. I want to die this way. And I believe in the Lord that I serve so much that we're doing what we're doing. And I felt great yesterday. And I have the energy to do it, and I want to do it the rest of my life because I'm going to answer for all of it. When I think of some of our forefathers, such as John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, did you know that he was on 22 different boards? 22 different boards. He laid down his life in establishing what it is that we have here in America today. And so we need to understand that people are paying the price to fight on 1 Timothy 6:12 because they believe that we can get to the other side of this. And, of course, the bad guy doesn't want you to believe that, but it doesn't matter what he wants you to believe because we believe in Christ and he told us that we can do it, right? The Bible said it, I believe it, and that settles it, and here we go. And so, anyways, with that said, again, we're going to be at the OSA National Event Foundation of Freedom in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be the main speaker on the 29th there. I'm looking forward to that as well. Now, with that said, friends, we're going to be talking about how Jesus said, buy a sword. Just the other day, I'd seen some joker, and it's interesting. Here I am on 156 cities, and what, 17, 18 years later, they still don't call in. They just like to go online and accuse Christians of things that they aren't guilty of. And if they are, then they're playing the hypocrite. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites than Christ himself did. But what's interesting, he was talking about how the theologians, you know, the head thinkers, those that don't know Christ and the body of Christ, and he said, what about you theologians? Explain to me why it is that it's so important that people are armed in this country. Well, why don't you look to your history, goof? If you look at 1 Samuel 13:22, I'll give you scriptures and reference to your answer. In 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us when Jonathan and Saul being anointed king for that particular time, was called and commanded by God to go deal with the oppressors of the children of Israel, which is us today, Christians. What does the Bible say? The Philistines oppressed the children of Israel. How did they do it? Well, the children of Israel were disarmed. Okay? There was not a weapon found in their hands, is what it tells us. And then when we go over to that of Matthew 22:36, it says that we're to buy a sword. Here, I'll give you the quote exactly concerning Scripture. But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he hath no sword, let him sell his garments and buy one. And when you go to Matthew 10:34, what does it tell us? Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. I'm going to go over to Adam Clark, and I'm going to go to Albert Barnes, and I'm going to give you a little history as to why the Lord told us to buy a sword because of the times, friends. And again, folks, just put this up in the sense of me answering the objections of those that failed to call in because they're too cowardly, okay? If you want to call in at any time, anybody that wants to question Scripture or the Constitution, I'll do my best to give you the answer. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also, if you'd like to check us out on social media platforms, do. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page and go to SOL Radio and subscribe to that live feed on Rumble. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, how dare you? How dare you question the mainstream media that 86% of the American people don't believe? Why would you question those that have a long history of covering for conspirators? I mean, I want you to think about that. How dare you Americans question the mainstream media? How dare you question the useful idiots that are being used, that on a daily basis do nothing but read the teleprompter and relay to you what it is that they're being told? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We know it to be true, friends. How dare you? Did you see this? GatewayPundit.com just reported Michigan News Channel posts results to Republican primary election. We're not getting caught up into that, but the point is being made. That's not until next week. I want you to listen carefully again, okay? Michigan News Channel posts results to Republican primary elections, and that's not even until next week, okay? I'm going to show you on social media platforms. If not, I'm going to read it for you. It is the results of the elections that haven't even taken place yet. Folks, they've been busted doing this before. This is not the first time the mainstream media has been busted doing this. Okay? You can see the governor, Republicans, so on and so forth, give you the names. 100% of precincts reporting. Again, remember, friends, I'm showing you how a outlet, a mainstream media outlet, namely Channel 3 in Michigan, reported the results of an election that hasn't even taken place yet. Okay? So don't tell me there's not massive voter fraud going on, folks. Nobody hits harder than the mainstream media when it comes to demonizing those that question the voting process in this country. It's been accredited to Joseph Stalin, as we all know. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. Well, that's exactly what's happening here, friends. People know that this is already prearranged. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. I wish the American people would understand what I'm telling you. The people that are put in your face, friends, the ones that are put up as your options, they are installed. I was sharing just the other day, actually 5 days in a row, it's interesting, the idolatry in the state of Michigan. And I said the Trumpisms and the Trump worship here is sick. I said there was 1,163 different options, but you were given Donald Trump, who was groomed for 30 years in a favorable light, to war against who? Hillary Clinton, that Americans and the world for the most part hates? Really? There was 1,163 different options, and you were given Donald Trump and or Hillary Clinton to choose from? Well, Charles Spurgeon was right when he said, of the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. You want scripture? Go to 2 Chronicles 19:2. You're not to aid them concerning the lesser of two evils. Okay? We can do things fully the right way, friends. We don't have to have somebody that we like, but we don't agree with everything they say. It's an issue of them aligning themselves with the laws that they swore to uphold, not you aligning yourself to basically support a man that doesn't uphold the law. You have it completely backwards. Thank you, Lord. I will just go on and share a couple things that I had concerning this topic over the week. I want to tell you something, and most people that listen to the show know this, that there is no Republican Party. There is no Democratic Party. We have 101 party affiliations, but here's some new news to add on to that. I warned that there would be a Muslim caucus if the American people didn't quit playing this game concerning the political language that's been made, the political language that's been made to create lies to sound truthful. And what I'm telling you, folks, is the word caucus doesn't even exist in 1828, Webster's 1828 dictionary. Doesn't even exist. They had to create the word, just like they create everything else. And of course, this is a reflection of the church. That's why we have 1,100 denominations within the church today. Yet the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:10 that we're supposed to have the same mind, the same heart, and the same judgment. It tells us in Ephesians 4, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Spirit, one God, one Father of all. It's absolutely amazing. No wonder why the Lord said, a double-minded man, he'll receive nothing of the Lord. Matter of fact, I'll give it to you verbatim. He said in the book of James, he said, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. You're waiting for good, but what do? You put your trust in the arm of the flesh, and what do you get? You get a curse, just like the Lord told you that he would. John 17:5, you trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And again, let me remind you, friends, our forefathers were not appealing to their favorite politicians. They were appealing to heaven. They were appealing to the King named Jesus and him alone. When I was out in Michigan, I reiterated these points 35 times that I've been called up to go to Michigan over the last 3 years. And I said, I've noticed some people that are in politics in your state that I know of today, they're still playing the political game, all the while knowing the information I gave them. We have been warned of party spirit affiliations over and over again. Washington, John Adams called it the greatest evil under the Constitution. Hey, folks, if you keep going on with your bad self and you keep playing those games, you're going to get exactly what you deserve, okay? Those politicians are to uphold the law. You're not to look at the politicians, and when the Republicans are in party, they can do whatever they want. They're a government unto themselves. And when the Democrats are in party, they're a government unto themselves. Where are you at? Where are you extracting that from besides your favorite talking heads, namely the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of serving their golden calf? They're not serving you. The best that you have, they are not serving you. They are nothing short of a bunch of gossips that are spraying into the wind. And when you sow to the wind, the Bible says you're going to reap the whirlwind. And it's exactly what we're reaping today. Okay? But I want you to think about this. Even when they were asked, folks, going back to the point, as to why are you reporting the results of an election that haven't even taken place yet in Michigan there. This is insanity. If you're on social media platforms right now, News Channel 3, WWMT TV, the election results were posted. And then someone caught on to what was going on right away and said, how is it that you have election results when you haven't voted in the primaries yet? How did they respond? An affiliate is testing our election cycle. Really? And then the question was asked, who's the affiliate? And of course, there was absolutely no answer or response given. And how could it be otherwise? Hey, folks, see, this is what happens when you lie. You forget about what you said, and then you're caught in that lie. You lie about another topic, and then you're asked upon to give an answer as to why you responded the way that you did, and you forgot that lie, so you got to cover up with another lie. It's like a big snowball. Sooner or later, it's going to catch you. And Proverbs 19:9 tells us, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Folks, I don't want to perish with him. I just want to call them out, and I want the American people to stand up, namely the church, in keeping the commandments of the Lord to establish righteousness within the gate. How do you do that? You enforce the law unto judgment. Isaiah 51, verse 4. That's what I'm looking for. And it's amazing to me, even after highlighting what I'm highlighting right now, friends, what do we do now? What do we do now? I just gave you the answer. Americans, you're going to have to fend for yourselves while you have the opportunity to do so. That's the good news in my message every day. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom? I cannot do it for you. The only thing I can do is my part. And let me tell you, me, myself, and I, under the Lord, with the robe of righteousness and the power of the Holy One of Israel and God the Father, in obedience to him, are conveying to you as to how to bring about those answers. And again, if you don't want to do so, then that's your call. Then you can wake up tomorrow and see him do it again. And then you can wake up the next week and you can see him do it again. You can see him do it the next month because they'll do it again. They'll do it the next year because they've done it year after year. They're going to do it in next decade because you're going to let them do it. That's why they do what they do. As Edmund Burke said, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Isn't that what they're doing? Yeah. But what do the American people do? Well, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? I didn't know it was the place of government or the purpose of government to lie. I thought it was their job to restrain men from sin, not to create the transgressions or to create the disorder or to condemn the righteous and justify the wicked. That's not their purpose, friends, but that's what they're doing. Remember, you're the government. You're the one that's going to have to bring about the results because you all the well know they're not going to. And folks, guess what? They just did it again, and they have been busted. What are you going to do? We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is hospitalized following a shooting at a North Texas airport. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying a 37-year-old was confronted by an officer at Dallas Love Field after pulling a weapon and pointing it at the ceiling.
Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities.
The airport was evacuated and flights were grounded. Crews with the TSA are now working to get people back through security. Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred to a low-security federal prison in Florida. The 60-year-old is now being held at Tallahassee Federal Correction Institution. She's currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Maxwell was convicted for her involvement in grooming underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. USA Radio News. Voters are calling for change in a city where crime continues to increase.
Marilyn Bosby, Baltimore soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state attorney in the Democrat Party primary. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates. During Mosby's two terms, homicides in Baltimore rose steadily between 2015 and 2021. This year's numbers are on track to surpass those of 2021, according to Baltimore Police Department data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WWE is revealing millions of dollars in previously undisclosed payments made by former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon. The wrestling promotion company revealing more than $14 million was paid personally by McMahon, who announced his retirement last week while being investigated for claims of sexual misconduct. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I don't know, I'm looking at social media platforms right now. Some people, or actually somebody just said, geez, Brad, did I say something? I don't know what I did or said there. did I do it again, guys? Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, I didn't plan this, but I do want to play this. That's a video I did. Folks, we're noticing that now on our new social media platforms, yes, I'm not making this up, people are complaining about they're not getting their notices when we go live. And we're noticing that the subscribers, which we notice were going up every week, all of a sudden just stopped. And, my gosh, folks, I don't even know what to say. The only thing I can tell you is when the gauntlet falls, we are going to be the first ones in line to nail them. That's all I can tell you. And that is a promise. Read Deuteronomy 23:23. When you make a vow, you keep it. You keep your word. I promise that's going to happen. Let's go back to this because, again, before we get over to BioSword was the mandate, I want you to see this because you're going to hear from the people that actually created the voting machines, that calibrate the voting machines, and I want you to hear what they have to say because I think it's almost kind of shocking. It just leaves the American people without excuse, again, to know the ones that are actually creating these machines are the ones that are fixing and calibrating these machines. I want you to check this out. Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes, everything matters, right? And again, I don't know what is going on, but we have no audio. And I'm going to check something here. And Put that back in there. Yep. Sorry about that, folks. You say that's unprofessional. No, it's not unprofessional. It's called warfare here. And let's try this again, okay?
Electoral system cannot inspire public confidence.
Listen carefully.
If no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered four nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
Recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, sir. Right?
I left it in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
These are all
newsreels. Unusual occurrence. Why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice
it still applies to today
states
all the more
such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
Why then would two organizations need to join forces to oppose Pennsylvania's voter ID law?
Eric Holder has also attempted to state that the voter ID laws are discriminatory against minorities and
just browbeating
from voting. However, Holder is showing his true lawless colors once again. History shows that voter turnout has increased after voter ID laws were enacted. But then again, what do you expect from an administration that is based off of deception, lies, and un-American policies? They have forgotten that America is a republic by the people and for the people, and the long train of usurpations by this unlawful administration will only cause the spirit of America to rise up against their tyrannical measures.
Thou shalt not wrest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just, thou shalt follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee, or giveth thee.
It's interesting, now that I'm watching that, I haven't watched that in a while, but it's interesting to note that wasn't Eric Holder the one that was responsible, these anti-gunners, weren't they the ones that were responsible for gun running? Yeah, remember that? Yeah, and he was never charged, was he? Neither him or Obama were charged for gun running. Remember they took all those guns and dropped them off to the Mexican people in hopes that the crimes that they committed would be blamed on the American people? And remember a couple weeks after they were busted gun running, criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Obama went over into Mexico and he blamed the American people for the crimes of his administration. Gosh, people, this totalitarianism here working itself out and working itself against the American people, do you not see what they're doing? They're accusing you, just like January 6th, they're accusing you of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of, Americans. They're creating these issues, friends, and then they're blaming you. This is exactly what Hitler did. This is nothing new under the sun. And again, here we are. If you're on social media platforms, FBI confirms there was no insurrection on January 6th. Well, then let me ask you something. Maybe they should talk to some of the guys, namely them FBI informants that we know were there leading those patriots along with the enticer, Donald Trump, to go to the Capitol where they were enticed and trapped and then accused of the crimes that the provocateurs and those that were bussed in along with the FBI I and the D.C. police were responsible for. I mean, this is insane, folks. Right? And the same people that are trying to browbeat you into shutting your mouth and questioning voter fraud, don't sit back and act like, folks, that you voted these people in because you didn't vote them in. The people in Minnesota, there's 5 million people in this state. They didn't vote in Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska. They didn't vote in Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan. They didn't vote those two in so they could bring in 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state. Do you understand? Is anybody paying attention to the message here? The people in Minnesota didn't vote in Ilhan Omar, friends. And probably 98% of what you see at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota or in your state. The people didn't vote in Newsom in California. The people didn't vote in Whitmer. Where are you at, Americans? Come on. Nobody in their right mind's going to vote for someone that's going to steal away their rights. Not even the bad guys. It's absolutely ridiculous to suggest so, friends. We got to wake up and understand that truth makes us free. And if we don't want to hold to the truth, John 8:32, this is what's going to happen. The lies are going to prevail, and the bad guys are going to continue on. Put that up against Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. Wanted to show you this, too. For all of you conspiracy theorists out there that wanted to go around and tell everybody those vaccinations are killing people, you know, the audacity of the American people to tell the truth, to expose Bill Gates, whose daddy was on the board of Planned Parenthood, who wanted to depopulate the planet, who's behind his little henchman, Anthony Fauci, who has no truth in him, John 8:44, or the NIH, or that of the WHO. I'm going to show you something. It's an insurance group report that's going to blow everybody away right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what? I think I failed to finish one of my points. And when I was talking about those that are out in Michigan, when we were talking about during the first and second segment about the party affiliations and their unconstitutionality, I had forgot to tell you that I know some people out there in the state of Michigan that are still going on with them bad cells playing the party affiliation game. They like the divide and conquer. And it shows you, friends, listen carefully. They're not there. Those that go on in that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, they're not there to serve the people. They're not there for the people. They're there to support the party. Period. That's who they are. That's what they do. Because if it wasn't the case, then why is it that they keep going back to what doesn't exist when it comes to the U.S. Constitution? Got a caller calling in from where I don't know and whose name I don't have. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What can I do for you?
She was not calling for you.
Oh, I thought you were saying that she wasn't for the show in the negative content. And I thought, well, this is going to be good then. So, well, anyways, I get you now. Thank you, sir. Totally appreciate it. I was just talking to GCN. Sorry, friends. I can hear him coming on me at any given time, which is kind of cool. Let me make this point, and let's see how far we get, okay, concerning the next point. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Final segment. Wow. Wow. I just preached 2.5 hours the other day, and a guy comes up to me and says, that is the fastest 2 hours of my life. I said, I know. I said, I could have went on for a couple more hours. And here we are again. My voice is staggering. So is my thoughts. We got home at 4 o'clock in the morning. I slept for 3 hours, and I got up, and I started to play catch-up right away, right? And, boy, should I not be that transparent with the people? Well, folks, you know what? I'm here to serve you, and I want you to know what we're doing on your behalf. That's what we're called to do. We're not supposed to sit behind the microphone and play the rock star and keep all of the personal information private because we're better than they are. You know, you get the point. Anyways, I'm just being transparent, friends. So let me make the next point. This is going to blow some of you away. I was just highlighting the fact that all of us conspiracy theorists, by the way, Facebook's being called into question right now for all of their illegal censorship concerning you know, all the people and all the sites that were taken down and blocked and censored and expunged. Same thing with YouTube over the pandemic, concerning the pandemic, the validity of it, the legalities of it. They never had the right to do it. And I cannot express the illegalities. Folks, if they're winning on one front, it's the way that they're censoring the people. And again, I want to remind you that it is illegal as to what they're doing. They're subversive to American government, yet we make reference to the Word of God and the Constitution, and that poses a problem. No, we're not going down that road. So let me show you something, folks. For all of you that have been telling people, beware of the shot, the experimental jab. It's my understanding right now, Fauci's now coming out and telling the American people that it is experimental. It's ineffective, of course, but I'll tell you where it's effective. It's killing people. It's just insane what people will stick their head in the sand over, isn't it? It really honestly is. And what am I talking about? Well, we got, folks, all week when I was gone in Michigan, and ever since the pandemic, it was probably about a year and a half into it, all of a sudden I started noticing all these people falling over dead. Here's a brand new one I just randomly picked. It was one of several on a social media platform scroll. Jerry Ward's now dead. Legendary bodybuilder passes away suddenly, aged 46 years old. He was complaining about pain in his ribs. Another actor just dies. He had respiratory problems, cardiac arrest. These are all the side effects of these experimental jabs. And the American people that went along to get along, guess what they're doing? What's wrong? What's going on? We just don't know what it is. And no matter how many times we brought you to Health Impact News to show you exactly what's happening and how many people are falling over dead. And I shared with you, friends, before I went to Michigan last week, that Dr. Martin said by 2028, 700 million people are going to be 6 feet under the ground because they took those experimental shots. That's what they said. Here, let me just show you this really quick before I vindicate every one of you that loved your neighbors as yourself, okay? 76,253 dead. 6,033,218 injured recorded in Europe and USA following COVID vaccines, with 4,358 fetal deaths in the United States of America. Okay? That's the last statistic from Health Impact News. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to see, and this is what I want you to hear. This is huge because it's the insurance companies that are telling us this. Okay? TheHill.com just reported huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates up 40% over pre-pandemic levels. And, of course, what they're going to do is they're going to come in and they're going to say it's COVID. But I want you to remember what a nurse told me. He's a male nurse. He's a friend of mine who's about an hour and a half away from me going north. He had told me for 3 years everything, he said literally everything, was COVID, no matter what it was. Hey, folks, I'm bolstering this a little bit. They would come in, their heads would be lopped off. It was COVID. If their heart exploded, it was COVID. If they were shot to death, it was COVID. Am I exaggerating that? In some cases, not at all. Not at all. They were told to equate the death to COVID because the hospitals and the morticians were paid as an incentive in doing so. No joke. No joke. He called me probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and he said, I just basically went forth concerning one of my patients, and I could diagnose him with what he really had, and I called it for what it was. So for 3 years, everything was COVID. You better not say anything but COVID, because that's how the doctors and the nurses and the administrations were betraying the people. I don't know for the life of me how the medical industry will ever in a million years come back from this. But I do know that they depend upon the ignorance and the short memories of the people on a global basis. So don't be too surprised, friends, in the next 5 or 10 years they do it again. But to sit back and suggest, now going back to my point here, to suggest that it's COVID when we know it's not COVID, when we all the well know it was their protocol, remdesivir, their mechanical ventilators. It was what they were doing that was doing the killing, friends. I just talked to a guy out of Michigan yesterday. He's a friend of mine. He said that he was just in the hospital not too long ago, and he had told me that everybody that took remdesivir in his particular the knowledge that he had of it, statistically died, every one of them. I heard it was like 75 to 80%. And then we also know that, again, as I said earlier, the mechanical ventilators, right? If they were put on them, I do know that 75% of the people never took it off and they died, okay? And the hospitals were incentivized to do that. That was the protocol. Don't ask any questions. I even had nurses tell me and doctors tell me patients would come in with the smallest of symptoms. The smallest of symptoms, friends. Runny nose, cough, whatever the case is. And before you knew it, the next day they were dead. Because of what they did to them, what they put into their bodies. And in many cases, without even asking for authority to do so or permission to do so from family members. They assumed the authority on their own to go ahead and do it. And then they stood back and they tried to justify the death while all the while knowing that they were responsible for the death. This is the news, friends. Huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates up 40% over pre-pandemic levels. Hey, folks. They're blurting the truth out again in their confusion, aren't they? The insurance companies are telling you that deaths across the board in the United States are up 40%. Bradley Dean is not telling you that. Okay? They're up 40%. One insurance company executive estimated that death rates are currently up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. And I'm saying plandemic, okay? I'm adding the L there. You can't make it up. And, of course, here comes the CDC. And know their history again, friends. The CDC, right there to try to justify, just like I said they would, explains that excess deaths are associated with COVID-19 directly or indirectly. Baloney. There's several strains of COVID, friends, as we all well know. And something that we need to know, too, friends, is 99.9% of the people that have it don't even know that they have it because it's a runny nose. They got a cold-like symptoms or flu-like symptoms. Hey, folks, nothing new, but we need to put a stop to it.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.